Today's Shi'ez Masech Dav Adizor Dav Vav. We will begin on Dav Hey Yom Beis, six lines from the bottom Dav Rebbe Lazar. In our previous Shi'er, the Gemara focused on the din that we learned in the Mishnah, that 3 days before the holiday of the holidays of the Akum, one may not sell them animals that they're going to use for Dav Adizor. And the Gemara explained because they need 3 days to inspect the animals, if the animals will be qualified as a carbon for them, based on the fact that an animal that's missing a limb, they won't use as a carbon for their avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, Dam Rav Elazar, Nailam Chusa Aver, Das Lo B'nei Noach. How do we know that an animal that's missing a limb may not been used, a ben noyach may not use. Tiksiv, as the pasuk says by the Mabel, mikol achayim mikol boser shnayim mikol. The Torah says two of every non-kosher animal should be brought to the teva. Amra Torah, and the Torah teaches us, havei behema, bring such an animal, shechayim rosh evar shalah, that its limbs are intact. So as the Rishonim point out, certainly the Akum, when they bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, which the halacha is they are allowed to bring the Dorim and the Dovas to the Beis HaMikdash, that carbon that they bring has all the rules as our Karbonis do, which as we discussed in the previous year, there are a whole list of blemishes that disqualify an animal to be a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Dukin Shabayin, even cataracts, as we learned, would be disqualified. Here we're referring to what kind of an animal can an Akum bring on a Bama. And the Gemara is saying that if it's missing Rosh Yavarim, it cannot be brought on a Bama. Well, we're not talking about a Bama, as we said at the beginning of our Shir. We're talking about what they bring for the Avodah Zarah. Explained the Rishonim that what the lesson here is, that the Akum model what they bring to their Avodah Zarah based on what they use, for what they bring on the Bama. And if, as we're going to learn, an animal that's missing a limb cannot be brought on the Bama by an Akum, therefore they don't bring it for Avodah Zarah either, and therefore, to continue what we learned yesterday, they need three days to examine the animal. Furthermore, the Rishonim ask, the pasuk that the Gemara is quoting is the pasuk that we know that when Noach entered the Teva, he took seven of each kosher animal and two of each non-kosher animal. And it becomes clear in this Gemara, there was a dual purpose in bringing animals to the Teva. One purpose was, in the kosher animal, to have animals available to be brought as a carbon after they will leave the teva after the mabel. But another purpose in bringing these animals, as becomes clear in this Gemara, is to populate the world after the mabel will end and repopulate the world with these animals. And therefore they brought even from the non-kosher animals. So the obvious question is, the pasuk that the Gemara just quoted to teach us about what kind of animal is kosher for a carbon and what kind of animal that's not kosher is referring to the animals that are tamei, because as we just read, mikol achayim mikol boser shnayim, from which animals were two brought? From the non-kosher animals. And yet the Torah says that those are the animals that should be. So the question is, how can we use that pasuk as a model for what's kosher for the bama, for carbon? Non-kosher animals weren't brought for carbon. So I saw two answers in the Rishonim. One answer is that the Gemara is working with an im ein inyan. If it's not here to teach us about what kind of animal is used when it's a non-kosher animal, because a non-kosher animal cannot be used as a carbon, Taneu inyan will say that we should apply it for a kosher animal, and the Torah is teaching us that an animal that's missing a limb cannot be used by a goy as a carbon. Or another Torah is that the Torah is teaching us that since by the kosher animals that will be used for carbon, you have to use animals that are missing a limb, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all animals that would be brought to the Mizbeach, that would be brought to the Teva, should not be missing a limb, even the non-kosher animals. Tosfos also asks that we have discussed in our Masechta, and we discussed it extensively in Masechta the Sanhedrin, that there are Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So the question is, now we have another Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. One is, and that is that, that when they bring a carbon, that has to be an animal that's not missing a limb. Why is that not listed as one of the mitzvahs b'nei noach? So Tosfos answers that when we speak about the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach, we only speak about what they're not allowed to do. They're not allowed to steal. They're not allowed to do adultery. They're not allowed to murder. They're not allowed to worship of Avodah Zarah. Kumvas say what they're obligated to do, what they're obligated to do is not discussed. And therefore, the din that we're learning, the dinim that we're learning about what animals cannot be brought are not mentioned today. Although, Rabbi Kiva Eiga asks, but isn't included in this also a iser that you haven't fulfilled your obligation? The goy hasn't fulfilled his obligation. He's done something wrong when he's brought such a carbon. So the stipler answering Rabbi Kiva Eiga's kasha explains as follows. There's nothing wrong when a goy brings an animal that's a balmum. That in itself is not the aveira. The aveira is that he hasn't fulfilled his vow to bring a carbon. And therefore, it's not listed in the Zayin Mitzvah B'nei Noach. There's actually a machlokes Rishonim. It's interesting, machlokes Tosfos. Tosfos in Masechet Avodah Zarah versus Tosfos in Masechet Nozer. If the din of Lo Yachel applies by Akum. Tosfos here suggests that Lo Yachel, that we know if somebody makes a neder to bring a carbon, we have an obligation to bring it in a certain timely fashion, as we learned in Masechet Nedarim, and if not, we're over the lav of Al Yachel. The question is, does that apply by Goyim also? Tosfos here seems to say it does not apply. Tosfos in Masechet Nozer seems to say it does apply. So I saw the Mishnah Lamelech asks, how can we suggest that Al Yachel doesn't apply by Goyim? We know that the Torah mentions different situations where there were nedarim made between Akum. We had the story of Avram and Eliezer, where Eliezer made a shvuah to Avram about going to look for a wife for Yitzchak. We have the shvuah between Avram and Elimelech. So why are we saying, how can we think that Bal Yachel doesn't apply by Akum? So I saw two turutim to this question. Mishnah Melech distinguishes between a neder and a shvuah. Bal Yachel is a neder. It says it could be that Bal Yachel doesn't apply by Akum. A shvuah, which as we learned in Masechet Shvuos, carries with it the Shem Hashem. And one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is that the goy may not mention Hashem's name in vain, apply by Akum also. That's one teretz that I saw. Another teretz that I saw, I think we might have mentioned this concept in Masechet Shvuos, is that there are two types of shvuos on the dorm made between people. One is a situation where somebody makes a neder or a shvuah to bring a carbon, to do something for Hashem. That indeed, that's Ben Adam L'makom, and perhaps doesn't apply by Akum. But then there's a concept of Ben Adam L'chaveroi, where two people enter into an agreement and they strengthen it with a neder or with a shvuah. That certainly applies by Akum also, as all do all rules of how people work with each other. And that's why those cases that I just mentioned, Avram and Eliezer, Avram and Avimelech, between people, the din of Shvu would apply. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that the Pasuk in Kol HaChai is coming to teach us that an animal missing a limb may not be used? That an animal that's a trefa may not be used. Answers the Gemara, trefa. That an animal that was a trefa wasn't supposed to be brought onto into the teva is learned from a different pasuk. L'hachyoy zera nafka. We learn it from the word l'hachyoy zera. And a trefa is unable to have children, so that's why it's excluded. Ask the Gemara, ha nichlamandam a trefa and a yeledes, so we could understand why a trefa is excluded from the words l'hachyoy zera. El l'mandam a trefa yeledes, according to mandam, the trefa is capable of having children, Michael Amema, how could the words l'hachyoy zera come to exclude a trefa? Amakra, answers the Gemara, you know how we know that a treifa wasn't brought to the teva? Because the pasuk says regarding the animals, itach, would you noyach, bedoim melach. They have to be similar to you. And just like noyach wasn't a treifa, so too the animals should not be treifa. Ask the Gemara, and who says, v'dima noyach gufa treifa hava, maybe noyach was a treifa. Ask Tosfos, how can we suggest that noyach was a treifa? We know, and we'll learn in Masechet Chulin, that one of the basic characteristics of a treifa is that a treifa can't live more than 12 months. And noyach lived for many years during the Mabul and after the Mabul. So how can one even suggest that noyach was a treifa? So that answers the many answers given to Rishonim. The answer that I'll repeat is our Gemara is obviously following the opinions that the general rules that we apply to treifa, we aren't following those rules. Why? Because the entire kasha of the Gemara is only according to the mandamit that treifa could have children. If your whole treifa could have children, you could also hold that a treifa could live more than 12 months. So, again, how could we use the word itach to exclude a treifa? Maybe noach was a treifa. Answers the Gemara, tamim ksebe. The Torah regarding noach says the word tamim, and tamim means he was whole, he wasn't a treifa. Ask the Gemara, maybe tamim, edim tamim, bedrachav haya. Tamim means that he was tamim bedrachav. Says the Gemara, tzadik sebe. That he was a tzadik, that he acted properly, that we know from the word tzadik. The word tamim must be that he wasn't a treifa. Ask the Gemara, dilma, tamim bedrachav, and tzadik b'masav. Both of them explain his behavior. He was tamim bedrachav, and tzadik b'masav. The way most Rishonim explain, he was tamim bedrachav in his actions, ben adam l'makayim, and tzadik b'masav in his actions, ben adam l'chaveroi. But we don't have a raya yet that he wasn't a treifa. Shemesh Shmuel explains that what is the definition of a tamim? He says a tamim is somebody who's consistent. There are different situations, says the Shemesh Shmuel, that affect us in life. And what makes somebody a tamim, says the Shemesh Shmuel, is that he remains consistent in his avodas Hashem in all situations. In fact, he goes on to explain. We know that the Medrash says that from the avos, from all the avos, the image of the av that is chakuka, the kisei kavod that is engraved kaviyachol, and the kisei kavod that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits on is tzoros of Yaakov Avinu. Why specifically Yaakov Avinu more than the other avos? Because we know what was the characteristic of Yaakov Avinu, titein emes liYaakov. Yaakov represents emes, and since Yaakov represents emes, what does emes mean? There's only one emes. There's only one derech consistent under all situations, and that's why that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us. So again, we're still up to trying to prove that noach wasn't a treifa. Says the Gemara, lo sakadatach the noach gufa treifa hava. It doesn't make sense, says the Gemara, to assume that noach was a treifa. This sakadatach the noach treifa hava. If we're going to say, let's assume, says the Gemara, the noach indeed was a treifa. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rechmana, is the Torah specifically instructing noach, kavasayich ayil, specifically someone like you, the Torah uses the words itach, specifically someone like you who is a treifa, should be brought to the teva. Shleiman loy tayil? Doesn't make any sense. So, ask the Gemara. So what we're up to is as follows. The word itach teaches us that a treifa is excluded. The word umikol achai comes to teach us that someone is a mechusar aver, an animal that's mechusar aver is excluded. So ask the Gemara. So we no longer need the words lahach yezera to exclude a treifa. Ask the Gemara. The hashta, the nafkale meitoch, lahach yezera lamali. Why do I use the words lahach yezera? Answer the Gemara. Im itoch, if I only had the word meitoch, hava mina letzafs ba'alma. The purpose of bringing animals to the teva was that noach should have company during the long ordeal of the mabul. And therefore, even an old animal or sterile animal who is unable of having children could also be brought in. Because Rachmana Zera, that's why the Torah uses the word Zera. It has to be, as we explained earlier in our shir, animals that could populate the world after the mabul. So as we've been learning from the beginning of the Masechta, the Mishnah spoke about Shloshi Yomim, 3 days before the Akum holidays, that you shouldn't be doing business with them. Ask the Gemara, Ibarilu Shloshi Yomim Heim Vedeim. When we look at 3 days, how do we look at those 3 days? Do those 3 days include the day of the holiday? So actually it's 2 plus 1. Idema Heim Belayedeim. The 3 days are exclusive of the day of the holiday. That means, and it'll be 3 plus 1. Because as all the Rishonim explained, everybody agrees that certainly on the day of the holiday itself, one may not do business with the Akum. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean with the number 3? Is it 3 plus that day, or is that included in the 3? Toshma, we're going to learn a Mishnah and of Zayin on the base. Rishmal's opinion is, Shlosha Lefneim, V'Shlosha Lachreim. Rishmal, as we're going to learn, is even more stringent than the Tana of our Mishnah. And he holds 3 days before the holiday and 3 days after the holiday. Osir, one may not do business with them. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to say that the day of the holiday is included, so let's understand. When he says Shloish Lefneim, it means the 2 days plus the holiday. So he already mentioned it when he spoke about the days before the holiday. So why, when he says Shlosh Lachreim, again he'll mean the holiday plus 2 days. How could he mention the same day twice? Once when he speaks about the Lefneim, and once again he speaks about the Achreim. Answers the Gemara. I did the Tanish Shlosh Lefneim, Tanish Shlosh Lachreim. Actually, it's 2 days before the holiday, possibly, and 2 days after the holiday. Just the Mishnah uses the same wording in both cases, even though it's sort of superfluous. Toshma. Domerav Tachlifa Baravdimi Amishmul. In explanation of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion in that Mishnah, where Rabbi Shmuel says that every Sunday is considered a holiday of the Akum, and because every Sunday is considered a holiday of the Akum, it'll turn out, as we'll learn in the Gemara, the Rav Tachlifa says, you can never do business with the Akum. Because if there's 3 days before, so you have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday is the holiday, and then you have the 3 days after, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you can never do any business. Sunday, according to Bishmol, is a holiday, loyal Moser. And it'll turn out you can never do business with the Akum. Now, says the Gemara, if we're going to explain, when we speak about Shlosh Yom, it doesn't mean 3 days besides the holiday. It means 3 days including the holiday, so then it's not so terrible. Let's think about it. Shlosh Yom means Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Those are the 3 days before the holidays. Before the holiday. The 3 days after the holiday is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And will leave us available Wednesday and Thursday to be able to do business with them. The fact that he says that according to Bishmol, if Sunday is a holiday, you can never do business with them, is clearly an indication that the day of the holiday is not included with the Shlosh Yom. Says the Gemara, correct. Alib de Rabbi Shmuel lo kibaylei. If we're trying to understand what Rabbi Shmuel holds, certainly he holds the Heim b'lo yadeim, that the holiday is not included. Ki kama baylei. The question is, Alib de Rabbanan mai. What is the halacha according to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan, who are more lenient, as we will learn, than Rabbi Shmuel, what does that mean? Are the 3 days including the holiday or excluding the holiday? Toshim, Amravina, Toshim ha. He tries to bring a rai from Mishnah on Daf Ches. The Mishnah says on Daf Ches, I'm an Aleph, they lehen edem shloiv de kechavim. These are considered the holidays of the Akum. Kalanda, Sutarnya, Vekartasim. Vom Rav Chanan Barova, Kalanda, what is Kalanda? Ches Yomim Ach Tkufa. 8 days after the Tkufa of the winter is a holiday, for 8 days, there's a holiday called Kalanda. Sutranya, what is that holiday? That is Shmoyne Yom Lufnei Tekufa, for 8 days before the Tekufa. V'simonach, and in a way to remember which holiday is what, we take a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ocha v'kedem tzatani. The pasuk first speaks about what happens after and then before. Here too, the Mishnah is first mentioning the holiday that comes after the Tekufa, and then it mentions the holiday that comes before the Tekufa. Now, ask the Gemara. V'isalka daitach. If we're going to say that whenever the Mishnah speaks about Hein Edeim, it means that the holiday is included, so why are we saying it's 3 days? It's 10 days. There's 2 days before the holiday, and the Mishnah just said that the actual holiday is 8 days long. So it should be Hein Edeim Asar Hava. So why are we saying it's 3 days? It must be, because when we speak about the 3 days, we're not referring to the holiday at all. The holiday is exclusive to 3 days, and therefore the number 3 is very legitimate. Answers the Gemara, it's not really a raya. Because Tana Kula Kalanda, even though the holiday of Kalanda, the other holiday, is an 8 day long holiday, as far as the halach is concerned, Chad Yom HaChashalu, it's considered one long day, and that's why the number 3 is still appropriate 2 days before, and the day of the holiday, where actually the holiday itself maybe is 8 days, but the halach is calling it 1 day. Ravashi. So Ravashi brings a raya from our Mishnah. Toshma, from the first Mishnah in the Masechta. The Mishnah said, Lifnei Edeim Shloiv Tekachamim Shloish Yomim. It says 3 days before the holiday. V'isakadatach. If we're going to say indeed, Hein V'edeim, that the holiday is included with the 3 days, Lifnei Edeim Shloiv Tekachamim Shloish Yomim. So we should have used these words, the holidays of the Shloiv Tekachamim, bring a 3 day prohibition to do business with them. Says the Gemara V'chitayim, and if you'll argue, Haidik Tana Lifnei Edeim, the reason the Mishnah had to specify Lifnei Edeim is to teach us, Lemute L'ach Edeim, to teach us, as we referred to earlier, that according to Rabbanon, according to the Tanakhama, only days before the holiday are Asr. Days after the holiday are not Asr. And that's why the Mishnah went out of the way to use the words Lifnei Edeim to emphasize that only days before the holiday are Asr, not days after the holiday. Says the Gemara, we can make that point. Lifnei, we could have said, Edeim Shalav Tekachom Gimel Yom Lifneim. It involves 3 days before. So we get both points. The point that the holiday is included, and the 2 days besides the holiday are 2 days before the holiday, not 2 days after. El Shema Minah, the fact that the Mishnah specified Lifnei Edeim Shloiv Tekachavim Shloishim Yomim, it must be Hein B'lo Edeim, that the 3 days are exclusive of the day of the holiday Shema Minah. So this piece of Gemara conclusively proves that when we speak about 3 days, the 3 days without the day of the holiday. Now ask the Gemara to the heart of the matter. Ibailuhu Mishim Havocha Oidum Mishim Lifnei Iver. When we speak about the Isser, that we shouldn't do business with them, what is the reason? Is the reason because of Harvacha? And the way most Rishonim, this is the way Rashi explains, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, is that if an Akum is successful in a business deal right before his holiday, so he'll have that on his mind as the holiday comes, and then on the holiday he'll go and praise his God for helping him being successful. And we have an Isser, the Torah says, "V'shem elhem acherim lo yisaskiru lo yishama al picha." That we have an Isser to help the name of these avodah zarah be publicized and be mentioned, and therefore we can't do business with the Akum before the holiday, because by us doing business with them, we have to be concerned that that's going to cause them to go thank their God. Or is the reason lifnei ivel leisita michshol? A guy is not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah, as we mentioned earlier in the shir. One of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noich is Avodah Zarah. And by us giving him an opportunity, an animal, to be able to bring to Avodah Zarah, we're facilitating his doing the Avera. There's an interesting pshat that I saw in the Rishonim. That says that even the man, the Omer, that a holds of the concept of Harvacha will agree to the concept of Lifnei Iver. We can't eliminate that concept. He also just adding, perhaps, as we're going to see under certain circumstances, there's a concern of Harvacha also. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out, and it's going to be even better on the story when we get to Ovid Beis, if I go and I sell you, I have a grocery store, and I sell you a food item, halacha doesn't require that I'd be concerned that you're going to do something wrong with that food, that you're going to cook basar b'chalav, that you're going to eat the food without a bracha. Halacha doesn't tell me to be concerned, because most people eat food under proper halachic circumstances. So ask the Rishonim, so why when I sell something to an Akum, do we have to be concerned with Lefnei Iver? So I sold him an animal. Who says he's going to use the animal for Avodah Zarah? Maybe he'll use the animal because he wants to have meat. Answer the Rishonim, that Enachanami, under normal circumstances, when we analyze something from the perspective of Lefnei Iver, we have no reason to have that concern. Here we, however, as I said a moment ago, are concerned because of the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah. And when we speak about the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah, everything, it's much more stringent. Furthermore, the Rishonim say that this, and this is a very fundamental question. Truthfully, if you think about it, Lifnei Iver L'Sita Michshol is passable by every Aveira. Lifnei Iver is passable by every Aveira. If I, Chas V'Sholem, cause you to do an Aveira. So that is a famous question. How do we look at Lifnei Iver? Is Lifnei Iver considered part of every Aveira? Then in every Aveira there's a component of Lifnei Iver. Or is Lifnei Iver considered a separate Isser? Not necessarily part of that specific Aveira. So Mefarshim use our Gemara, this is a famous question. Mefarshim use our Gemara as a raya that Lifnei Iver is not considered part of the actual Aveira. Because let's think about it. Our Gemara is suggesting, and in fact I said a moment ago, that Rishonim would say that everybody agrees that the Isser of our Mishnah is Lifnei Iver. So let's think about it. If it's Lifnei Iver, and if Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is considered part of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, so then the Isser of our Mishnah wouldn't just be an Isser Derabbanan. Our Mishnah speaks about an Isser Derabbanan, would be an Isser Deraisa. It must be the Lifnei, it would be part of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah that you harg val yaver. The fact that our Mishnah doesn't treat it that way is right, the Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is a separate is Lifnei Iver, it's not Avodah Zarah. Adema Lifnei Iver L'Sita Michshol L'may Nafkamina. What would be the Nafkamina between these two Pshatim? This Lebehemel of the day. That the Goy, the Akamari has his own animal. If we're saying that the concern is that by us doing business with him, he'll go and thank his God, it doesn't make a difference that he already has an animal. This situation that we help him get into causes havocha and is asr. However, here there's no lifnei iver because he already has an animal anyway. This later the day, and there won't be any lifnei iver. Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara say simpler? That it's not an animal. I do business on a non-animal item. If it's because lifnei iver, there's no lifnei iver. If I do business with a chair, it has nothing to do with avodah zarah. But if it's havocha that he goes and thanks his God, that's not limited to animals. So Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, because of this gevaldige kasha, has a whole different pshat in the Gemara than Rashi. He said that even havocha is limited to animals. And what he explains havocha means, that by giving the guy a bigger variety of animals, he's able to worship his God in a better way. Again, I said we're going to learn with Rashi. Ask the Gemara, v'chi islay. So we're assuming that the guy already has an animal. But how do we know that one is not allowed to give a cup of wine to another? Or one may not give an Eivir Menachai to Ben Noyach, Tamaloymer, Lifnei Iver L'Sita Michshol. So as the Rishonim explained, the Chiddush of this Braisa, the simplest Pshat of the Chiddush of this Braisa, is that when I give a cup of wine to Nazir, the Nazir may not drink wine, but I'm allowed to drink wine. Or, when I give something to Ben Noyach, I would think that there's no Lifnei Iver by Ben Noyach, teaches us the Braisa, that even though the item is not usher to me, or even if the person that I'm being machshel is an akum, the dinner Lifnei Iver applies. That's Pasha Pshat in the Braisa. Another Pshat in the Braisa that they explain is as follows. It goes back to something I mentioned a moment ago. Under normal circumstances, I don't have to assume that if I give you something, you're going to do the wrong thing with it. And therefore, as I said, if you're allowed to sell food to a Jew, and you don't have to start being concerned that he's going to do something wrong with it. Here, however, a Nazir, since we find the Torah is so concerned about Nazir drinking wine, he's not allowed to have anything from a grape product. And an Akum we know is not always that careful with his Zayin Mitzvahs. That's why here we have to be specifically careful. So again, says the Gemara, assumes the Gemara, if I won't give the Nazir the wine, or I won't give the Akum the meat, Shakli Iyu, he'll be able to take it himself. And so he doesn't need me. And yet we see, so what are we saying? Is only applicable where he wouldn't have it without me. Here we see it's applicable under all circumstances. Answers the Gemara, no. Hachem ma'iskinen, the koi betray avid nahara. It's specifically in a situation where the Nazir cannot get the wine without me. And the Benoyah cannot get the Eivim and the Chai without me. Dekanami. And says the Gemara, if you look at the words of the Braisa, they're very telling. The Tani, because what does the Braisa say? Lo yoshit. Why does Master use the words lo yoshit? Usually the words that the Braisa ought to use were lo yiten, you shouldn't give. The Braisa using the words lo yoshit means he shouldn't pass because he couldn't get it without me. So from here we learn, just to speak about a moment, Hilchus Lifnei Ivel Isita Mechshol. Here we learn that the Isser, the Raisa of Lifnei Ivel Isita Mechshol is only where the Aveira cannot been have done without my facilitating that situation. But if the person could have done the Aveira without me, there is no Lifnei Ivel. However, the halach is that even though there is no Lifnei Ivel Daraisa, if he could have done the Aveira without me, there still is an Isser Darabonin of Messiahia. You're not allowed to help a person do an Aveira. However, there's a very big nafkamina between Messiahia and Lifnei Ivel. Lifnei Ivel, you're over, even if I help facilitate an Aveira, but you won't do the Aveira right now. That means, let's say you give the Nazir the wine. He isn't going to drink it right now. So there's still Lifnei Ivel, even if he's going to drink it in a week from now. Messiahia is only if you help him do an Aveira, b'shas the Aveira. But if you're going to help him do something, which he won't be over right now, there is no Issa Messiahia. The example I always give is, the Paiskim discuss, could somebody be a shatchan, could somebody be a matchmaker by a couple where you're concerned they won't follow the halachas of Taras Mishpacha? Or could you be Messiah the Kedushin at such a wedding? The answer is, they don't need you, they could meet without you. So it's not Lifnei Ivel, it's only Messiahia. And when you're making the match, they're not doing the Aveira. And therefore, there is no Isser, even the Rabbanim in such circumstances. So actually, the Gemara goes on to a new question now. And this question that the Gemara posed, that what is the reasoning of our Mishnah? Is the reasoning Havocho? Or is the reasoning Lifnei Ivel is that the Mishnah is not answered? And actually, as we get into the Ezer Hashem, Brises and Mishnayis, perhaps we'll examine if there'll be raya to one direction or not. Now the Gemara goes into a different question. We've learned from our Mishnah and our Gemara, the one may not do business with the Akum before the holiday. What happens if somebody did? Rav Yochanan and Nosim and Nosim Osir, it's Osir. Rish Lakish Amma Nosim and Nosim Mutter, it's Mutter. But as we'll see in the Gemara, even Rish Lakish agrees that if you did business on the actual day of the holiday, it's Osir. The machloikis between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish is only on the days before the holidays. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, it says in a braisa, a dayim shloim to kechavim nosim nosim asurim, my lav lifnei a dayim. So here it says clearly that even before the holiday, it's asur. And so the Gemara, loy, a dayim dafka. The braisa is referring to the actual day of the holiday. On the actual day of the holiday, as we just said, even Rish Lakish agrees it's asur. Before, we don't have a raya. Ikadamri, Eser Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. A dayim shloim to kechavim nosim nosim asur. Doesn't the Bryce imply a day in, only on the actual day of the holiday, is it also even b'diavid? Lifnei edem loy. So it's a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. Answers the Gemara, Tani idi v'idi edem karolei. When the Bryce says the words edem, it doesn't mean specifically, says Rabbi Yochanan, the actual day of the holiday. It also means the days before the holiday, and therefore the Bryce is not a question of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. However, says the Gemara,
Tani kavasid Resh Lakish. Kshamur also lost us, amam. Lo also el b'davar miskayim. When we say we're not having business with them, it means only something which is a durable item. Why? Because if I sell the akum, a durable item, so I sell it to him today, and then 3 days from now, when the holiday comes, he'll still have it. And therefore he'll go and thank his God for having been successful in purchasing this item. This price is a raya to the concept of avocha. That's why davar miskayim, there'll still be avocha. Avo b'davar she'en miskayim. If I sell it something that won't be around by the time the holiday comes, then lie. Because there's nothing, he won't have it in mind to thank his God. Furthermore, says the Braisa, the fear of davar miskayim, even davar miskayim that was saying is aser, says the Braisa, like Rish Lakish, if you did sell such an item, nasa v'nasan, it's mutter. Continues the Gemara, Tani Rav Zvid, Bedvei Vashi, since we spoke about durable items, points out the Gemara, davashem miskayim, marchem lehem, something which is non-durable, we could sell them, ava ein loichem lehem, we can't buy from them. Because here it's just the opposite, explained Rishonim. Somebody who's selling an item is much more anxious to sell a non-durable item than a durable item. Why? Because a durable item, so I won't sell it today, I'll sell it tomorrow. Nothing's going to happen to it. A non-durable item, however, may not be good by tomorrow. So here the tables are just the opposite. And therefore, when is the Akam particularly satisfied by selling something? When he sells something that's ain't a miskayim, not miskayim. Says the Gemara, Hahumi na the shada dinra kisra l'Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya b'yayim edai. He sent this coin to Yehuda Nasiya on his holiday. Have Yosef Resh Lakish kamei. And Resh Lakish was sitting by Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda had a dilemma. I'm a heche evit. What exactly should I do here? Ashkelei, if I'll take it from him, Ozlo Maida, he'll go and thank his God that I, such a great person, was willing to take a gift from him. Loi Ashkelei, if I won't take it, Havelei Eva, it'll cause animosity, and we know we have to avoid that type of Eva. Amalei Resh Lakish, To v'zroikos shel abar b'fonav. Go and take the coin and throw it into the garbage. Amalei Amar, so Yehuda said, that isn't the good advice. Koshkein davalei eva. Certainly, he'll cause animosity. So rather, what he do? So rather, Resh Lakish say, amen. Kalach liyad hukzamna. What I meant is, you should throw it in the garbage, but it should seem like it was an accident. So there won't be eva, because he won't think that you did it on purpose. On the other hand, he won't be so happy you took a gift because he sees that you don't have it. It's been thrown into the garbage. We learned in the Mishnah, Lashilan Ulishmahen. Says the Rabishlam Lashilan, we can well understand why one may not lend something to an Akum before their holiday. The Kamarvichluhu. He's causing them gain. He was able to find something to borrow. Avalishlamahen, to borrow for them, why should that be usur? Mamuti kamamatluhu. We're only causing them that they should lose something, that they're giving it away. Answers the Gemara, Amar Bai, Gzeir Lishman Atalashilan. One may not borrow from them because if we're going to come to borrow, we may come to lend. Rav Amar, Kumulam Shinda Aizlamaydahu. Rav's pshat is that an Akum, similar to what we said a moment ago, that an Akum is so happy when a Yisrael needs to come on to him. When Yisrael needs to rely on him to borrow an item from him, that even though he doesn't have the item in his possession, that satisfaction causes him to thank his God. Tysus asks, we'll get to Tysus in a moment. La voisam uluvus mehem. We can lend them. We can't lend the items to them, nor can we borrow. Ask them, Rabishlam la voisam. We understand why one can't lend from the, one can't lend them. Because Mishum the Kamavaklu, if you lend them something, it causes them great simcha. Elovus behem amai. Why may we not borrow from them? We're causing them to lose, says Taisus. We discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, when we spoke about loans in the Mishnah, were we speaking about loans with interest or loans without interest? So here, says Taisus, we have a right that's a loan without interest. Because if it's a loan with interest, why are we saying that when we borrow something, it causes them a loss? Doesn't cause them a loss. It causes them a gain, that they get the interest payments. It must be that the loan of our Mishnah, says Taisus, is a loan without interest. So again, ask the Gemara, El Lovus Mehen, Amai, why may we not borrow from them? Amar Baya,
Gzeira lilus mem ota lilvaisam. Chazal made one gzeira. Rav amakula mishim da'azla maidalhu. The guy is so satisfied that the Yisrael borrowed from him, even though it causes him that he shouldn't have the item, he still goes and thanks his God. Lefaram lefaram mehem. So again, ask the Gemara. Bishvam lefaron to pay them. We could understand mishim the kamavaklu. They got their payment. They're very satisfied. El lefroy mehem. Mutim matlahu, isn't that causing them a loss? Amrabaya, Zeru lefroy mehen, ot lefroy. So Tosfos asks that our Mishnah gave a different reason. The Mishnah was very explicit why one may not get payment from them. Because the Mishnah says, even though they're not happy now, they will ultimately be happy that they got this loan off. So why doesn't Abaya say that? So Abaya says, that these two points that Abaya is saying, that the Mishnah is saying, actually complement each other. Why is the halacha that Chazal made gzeira lefroy men ota lefaron? Because lefroy men is really not that bad, is also a simcha, because the simcha will come later. Rav Amar shum the kula azal maida. Because again, the guy is happy that he thanks his God for everything. So the question is, we kept on saying the same thing three times. Why was it necessary? When you do business and he buys something, it causes him to have a real benefit. When you borrow something from them, they're taking a loss. Perhaps it should be permissible. When you borrow something from them, as I explained, it's something that's really important to them. There's Vazlam Moida. But that's by Lishal, because as we explained when we learned the first Mishnah, the Perek, the difference between Shaila and Havah, Shaila is you're taking an item. Havah, you're only taking money. So Shaila, you're taking the guy's object. So the Akum's object, the Jew needs the Akum's object, is a reason for Havah. Av Lilus Mehem, Sarba Amisle, it's money. Money isn't identifiable. Aval Moisim, Sar Ba'am Islay, Amit Tov, Lehudri Zozi, he'll say, my money will never come back. Vitan Alovus Mehem, Shunda Kama Ba Karche Mifrina. I'll get my money back. Vahashta Mia Ozla Moida, and meanwhile, and that's why he'll go thank his God. Aval Lifrimhen, the Sulay Hadri Zuzi, they'll never get back the money. He's paying me. Amit Sari Islay. So paying back a loan only involves a Tsar, Vloy Ozla Moida. He isn't happy. Tzricha. Yehuda I'm in the from him. Yehuda says we do take payment, because as Yehuda said, payment doesn't represent anything to be happy about. Ask the Gemara. The less layer of Yehuda, does Yehuda not subscribe to the concept that we just mentioned, that Abish made for Akshav, even though paying now is difficult, Semei Chulach Zman ultimately will be happy. V'tanya Reb Yehuda Omer, Ish Lo Sosad B'moyed. A woman may not put on makeup on Chol Hamoed, nivula. It causes her pain. However, that even though the actual application is painful, so you see, Rabbi Yehuda does subscribe to the concept that even though now it's difficult, later it'll be fine, and that causes simcha. On Rav Nachman Yitzchok, you can't bring a raya from Hilchos Chol Hamoed to kulei meitzer achshav simcha. Lachazman. It's always revolved simcha lachazman. Ravina Amar, however, kachavim l'oyin in your Quran, when it comes to paying, even though normally Rabbi Yehuda subscribes to the concept, smeich kan, meitzer achshav, the smeich lachazman, that doesn't, paying money is never happy. It's always painful. L'inyan Quran, l'oyin meitzer, it's always painful, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter.